Since 1994, East Perth's iconic City Farm has been offering education, hands-on experiences and social activities to Perth's green-thumbed and ecologically minded denizens. And this weekend, they will be hosting the 2022 Indoor Jungle Festival. To tell us more, we are joined by Kathleen Burton. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. Happy Radio Love Month.
Ah, thank you very much. Now, before we talk about the Indoor Jungle Festival, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Perth's most famous urban farm?
Thank you. Kind of Perth's still only urban farm, so that's kind of cool.
That's true, but I was trying to amp it up a little.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. So back in 94, there was a wonderful woman called Roseanne Scott, who's still our chair, and she and a friend, Jill, were involved with a tree planting organisation called Men of the Trees, and they wanted an urban spot where young people could learn about land care, so nature stuff wasn't something that you went out into the country to do, but it was very urban and young people focused. So they went looking for a site, and East Perth was being redeveloped at the time, and they got into where we are now, just next to Claysbrook train station, and have just spent, 28 years now composting and gardening and running heaps of different community events all through the week. To today, where all our work is around developing community connection and helping people live more sustainably.
It's a really incredible and quite, I think, heartwarming story about the place and the organisations participating in it. In particular, I was quite fascinated and a little bit alarmed to read that they had to take a metre and a half of soil off-site because it was so contaminated.
Yeah, some soil you just can't remediate.
No, but they've done a lot of fascinating work and some really brilliant initiatives on that site. Now, what do you think's made it such a success? Because like you said, we're coming up to the 30th anniversary. We're just a couple of years shy.
I think it's just that places like that are still so unique in Perth, in our cities. Green places, it just has this special feeling about it. There's a really special spirit there. It's a place where anyone is welcome to come and people can get creative and connect with each other. And places like that are actually quite rare. Like, it's great that we've got lots more community gardens, but this is right in the centre of the city. Just has a real special feeling about it.
That's true. And I think as well, part of the magic is maybe that it is so close to the rail line. You know, it's very hard to come in and out of the city without seeing it there and being reminded of all of the really interesting stuff that's taken place over the decades there. Now, the weekend's event, it's all about indoor plants. Why do you reckon indoor gardening has had such a huge revival over the past decade or so?
I think there's a big trend as our housing changes and we're living in, some of us are living in smaller places that don't have as much outdoor space as we used to. So we don't have the option of doing lots of gardening outside. So people choose to bring that nature inside. People are learning more about the importance of a nature connection and how much better being around plants makes you feel. And it's not just a feeling, there's lots of science behind it and why it helps us feel better. Actually, we've got a talk at the festival this weekend that touches on biophilia, which is all about nature is nurture and the science behind why it's so important for us to be close to nature all the time for our well-being as humans. So I think it's like a fashion trend, like they look really nice, but also there's a lot of good health benefits and it makes sense that we would want to have more plants inside our homes.
Yeah, it's such a primal thing, isn't it, that biophilia? Even I know there's a lot of research that was done, even just painting a room green will make people feel calmer. I mean, that's such an ancient connection that we have. I suppose as well, though, indoor plants are a little bit easier to handle than sort of a whole big, you know, veggie patch outdoors where you've got to go rain or shine, you know, to pluck things and harvest them. Have you noticed any sort of specific trends, I guess, picking up over the COVID period? I know it played out a little bit different here in WA, but, you know, there's always fads and fashions in sort of gardening, I guess.
Yeah, well, definitely COVID had a role. I mean, we were stuck inside for more periods than we usually would, and people were looking for ways to make the inside of their house feel nicer when they could only spend an hour outside for certain periods. And it, yeah, was something that was seen all through the Western world, people turning to indoor gardening as a way of feeling better about being stuck inside for extended periods.
Now, you mentioned about there being a workshop. I understand that there's a few happening over the weekend. What have you got on offer?
Yeah, there's lots. So City Farms got a real strong message around sustainability. So that's the way we approach this event. We bring together lots of small family-run nurseries. So I think we've got about 30 stallholders who are coming to sell their plants and pots and plant-related things. So it's great that we can support all those small businesses in one place. And then we run a workshop and talk program so that we're teaching people how to select good plants, how to look after them, so they're not just buying heaps of plants and they slowly die and then they go and buy lots more plants.
I feel like you're personally attacking me now.
It happens to us all, but it is good to reduce the death rate over time, I feel. So we've got some real introductory talks like Indoor Plants 101 and Problem Solving Indoor Plants, which goes through pests and light conditions and things like that. And then we've got a bunch of workshops where you can make beautiful things related to indoor plants. So there's a mounted elkhorn workshop on the Saturday, lots of terrarium workshops, and a propagation workshop, which I think is great. So you can come and learn hands-on how to propagate indoor plants so that you can make more of your own without having to go out and buy them anywhere else.
And I saw as well that there were some workshops or talks happening around, you know, aquaponics and hydroponics as well. Is that right?
Yeah. So one of our sponsors this year is Plant Playground. They've got a great shop in Osborne Park, which specialises in hydroponics and aquaponics, even indoors. So you can grow great organic, healthy vegetables in your indoor garden. So they'll have a talk about how you can do that, and they've got a stall there demonstrating some of the setups as well, so that'd be great. And their talk includes the stuff about biophilia, because that's their big passion, bringing green stuff inside. Yeah. And then we've got a bit of fun as well. Bailey's committed to Plants Chapel, so they've taken this idea of making a commitment to a plant and treating it well quite seriously, and they're running like a wedding chapel with Elvis. And so people can buy their plants and then take them, and Elvis will run some kind of commitment ceremony. So you make a lifelong commitment to your plants.
Oh, that's
so
brilliant.
Tips on how to look after that particular plant. And, you know, you get your nice little Instagram pictures, but it is a serious commitment. You know, take this baby home and look after it good so it survives.
I think that's part of why City Farm has been such a success. It's not just the practical hands-on experience, but often things are done in such a fun and creative way. Now, for folks who are intrigued, or perhaps they have a beloved plant they would love to commit themselves to, where can they go and find information about how to attend?
So you can head to our website, which is perthcityfarm.org.au. And there's a What's On tab, which will have this event, or you could find it through Facebook. Just Google Perth Indoor Jungle Festival and you should find it. And all the tickets are online, so there's an entry fee. It's only $10, and then tickets to all the talks and workshops. And it's best if you can buy them in advance so we can get you through quickly on the day. So this Friday from 4 p.m. to 8:30, and then Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck.
Thank you. Have a great week.
And that was Kathleen Burton from East Perth's City Farm, having a chat there about the upcoming indoor jungle event.